हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपादा 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। मोहिनी एकादशी की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter number 5, entitled Vidura's Talks with Maitreya, text 21. Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammatah Sanugasyah Yasya Jnanopadeshaya మాదిశత్ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్ భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం సమ్మతః సానుగస్యః యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ మాదిశత్ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్ భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం సమ్మతః సానుగస్యః యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ మాదిశత్ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ భవిష్య భగవాన్ విషన్ భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం సమ్మతః సానుగస్యః యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ మాదిశ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్ భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం సమ్మతః సానుగస్యః యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ మాదిశ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్. మాదిశత్ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్. మాతాజీ భవాన్ భగవతో నిత్యం సమ్మతః సానుగస్యః యస్య జ్ఞానోపదేశాయ మాదిశత్ భగవాన్ వ్రజన్ భగవతో నిత్యం భవాన్ యువర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్ భగవతః ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ నిత్యం ఇటర్నల్ సమ్మతః రికగ్నైజ్డ్ స అనుగస్య వన్ ఆఫ్ ది అసోషియేట్స్ హ హ్యావ్ బీన్ యస్య ఆఫ్ హూమ్ జ్ఞాన నాలెడ్జ్ ఉపదేశాయ ఫర్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ మా unto me adishat so ordered bhagavan the personality of godhead vrajan while returning to his abode. The translation and purport by Abhay Charna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, the translation. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Yamraj, the great controller of life after death, decides the living entity's destinies in their next lives. He is surely among the most confidential representatives of the Lord. Such confidential posts are offered to great devotees of the Lord, who are as good as his eternal associates in the spiritual sky. And because Vidura happened to be among them, the Lord, while returning to Vaikuntha, left instructions for Vidur with Maitreya Muni. Generally, the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky do not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord, not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the Lord in person, or to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktyavesh avatars, or incarnations invested with transcendental power of attorney. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammatah Sanugasya Yasya Jnanopadeshaya Madishat Bhagavan Vrajan. Please repeat the translation with me. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. So this verse is being spoken by the great Maitreya Muni to Vidura, because Maitreya Muni was there at the time when Krishna left this world. And Maitreya Muni is remembering that Krishna, when he was about to leave this world, he remembered some of his very close associates before he departed. And he left some instructions for them to the people who were close to him at that time when he departed. And one of those personalities was Maitreya Muni. So Maitreya Muni is telling that you are one of the great associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How? Because we saw in yesterday's verse, Vidura was at the post of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in today's verse, Yamaraj, the great controller of life after death, decides the living entities' destinies in their next lives. Such a great job, isn't it? Such a difficult post that Yamaraj has to perform such a difficult task, that he is like an ultimate judge. Everybody, after quitting their body, they have to see the judge. And then Yamaraj, at that position, he goes through all the karma and he sees what are the previous activities, the previous actions of that particular living entity, and he looks at the current actions, what you performed in this lifetime, and based on the entirety, the sum total of the karma, he awards the next body to that particular living entity. So Srila Prabhupada here mentions, he is surely among the most confidential representatives of the Lord. And Prabhupada mentions that such confidential posts are offered to great devotees of the Lord. Why? Because it's a great responsibility and Krishna doesn't want to mess that some foolish conditioned soul who is affected by three modes of material nature, who sits on that such a great elevated position, he's like the king, position of the king. If the king is crazy, then what is going to happen to the subjects? They are also going to be crazy. So that's why Krishna is very peculiar about the very important posts in the universe. They are given to the great devotees of Krishna. Because Krishna knows that their leadership will decide the future of millions and millions of souls, millions and millions of living entities. Their one wrong decision will affect somebody's life quite seriously, and it will affect the future of the world. So that's why it's very important. And Krishna only awards such positions to his pure devotees. It is one thing to occupy such a great role of a leader. And it is second thing that someone is performing good at that position for years after years, performing devotional service, being consistent in that position for time immemorial. Yamaraj, he performs this thankless task, the service, which is very difficult. Very, very, very difficult to give the ultimate judgment to the living entity. So, Krishna doesn't want to mess that particular position. That's why Krishna personally sometimes invites his eternal associates from Vaikuntha, from his spiritual world, and such posts are given to only such living entities who are capable and who are beyond the three modes of material nature, who are beyond making any so-called mistakes because of being affected by the three modes of material nature. So that's why Krishna doesn't give such posts to anyone just like that. And similarly, we see that Krishna does not give the devotional service to anyone just like that. While giving devotional service also, Krishna is very, very miserly. Krishna does not award devotional service to anyone just like that, because Krishna knows that once a living entity gets this precious devotional service, then he is going to be the part of the inside circle. And when a living entity becomes very elevated in the spiritual advancement, when the living entity has performed devotional service, then it could happen that Krishna, he gives the devotee himself as a reward to that devotee. That's why Krishna is very, very miserly. Krishna is very, very peculiar. That he is very, very strict about rewarding devotional service to any living entity. There is a verse which says that Krishna will quite easily give any material benediction to anyone who asks. Krishna is ready to give any so-called heavenly position, any so-called heavenly post. Anybody can become a demigod or occupy some other post. Krishna does not mind. Krishna is ready to give a heavenly planet to the living entity. But when it comes to devotional service, Krishna is very, very strict. The reason is, we see that Lord Vishnu speaking to Durvasa Muni. When Durvasa Muni, he was being chased by the Sudarshan Chakra because Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj. And because of that offense, because Ambarish Maharaj is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and then because of that offense, Sudarshan Chakra, the Sudarshan disc of Lord Vishnu, which was kept there for protection of Ambarish, started chasing Durvasa Muni, and then Durvasa Muni started running for, you know, for help, that please somebody take this Sudarshan, you know, back off, somehow take it off my tail, somehow help me. But nobody could help him. Finally, he goes to the master of the Sudarshan Chakra, who is Lord Vishnu, that hey, your weapon is about to kill me. Please help me. And that time Lord Vishnu says, Aham bhakta paradhino yas svatantra iva dvijam sadhunam grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. He says that you are asking me to take this Sudarshan Chakra, control it, take it off, but I am completely dependent on my devotees. You are asking somebody who is a dependent. You are asking a servant. I am just a servant of my devotees. I don't control anything. He aswatantra, Krishna, he is saying that I am aswatantra. I am completely dependent upon devotees. And sadhunam grasta hrudayo, actually I have been imprisoned. In one of the translations, they say that grasta is one of the ways of saying that I've been confined, I've been imprisoned. So my devotees have actually imprisoned me in their heart. So how can you ask somebody who is imprisoned to take an action? I cannot do anything. And what to speak about my devotees? Even the devotees of my devotees, they are so dear to me. So actually, that is such an eye-opening and such an awesome, like unimaginable verse that Durvasa Muni is like, you cannot control your own weapon? Then who is going to control? Then Lord Vishnu says that you just have to go to the person, my devotee for whom that weapon was meant. Only my devotee can rescue you from this situation. So we see that Krishna, he calls himself, I am completely dependent. Actually, the very definition of Krishna is that he is Purna Swarat. The very definition of Bhagavan, like who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, somebody who is completely independent. He is completely independent, that's why he is Krishna, and everyone else is dependent upon him. That's the basic definition. Jeche nachai sab teche kare nritya. Ultimately, there is one God who is one supreme controller who controls everyone else. Janardana, the one who can chastise everyone, who chastises, who pushes down all the other living entities because he is the supreme. So that's one of the definition, and Krishna is acting, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is acting against the very definition of Bhagavan. The very definition of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because the devotees, because of their love and because of their affection, they have conquered the heart of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why Krishna does not give such position, such reward of bhakti to anyone just like that. So there is constant competition between Nitya Siddha devotees, the devotees who are eternally liberated, who have pure love for Krishna, pure love for God. And there is the eternally conditioned living entities who have rejected God. And because of such rejection, the living entities, they come to the material world to exercise the tendency of enjoying independent of God. The living entities who wish to be God, who want to become God, they are given this chance in the material world. In the same chapter, we saw the verse, Janasya Krishnat Vimukhasya Daivat Adharmashilasya Sudukhitasya Anugrahaya Iha Charanti Nunam Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. Such a beautiful verse from the same chapter that says that when the living entities, the masses, or the different souls, they become Krishna's vimukhasya, they turn away from God, they turn away from the rules, they turn away from the laws that the God has made. Naturally, what happens is they come under the jurisdiction of Daiva. Janasya Krishnat vimukhasya. As soon as a living entity turns away from Krishna, then who catches that living entity? Daiva. Vimukhasya daivat. And adharmashilasya. So what happens? Because you have turned away from God who is supremely righteous, then you, if you turn away from sun, then naturally you are facing darkness. So because of that, janasya krishnat vimukhasya daivat, automatically they become adharmashilasya. It's very natural for the living entities to become adharma shilasya. That means they become impious and they fall down and they perform all kind of nasty, nonsensical, sinful activities. Why? Because because they have turned away from God. And then what happens? Sudukhitasya. Such a nice chain reaction. First you turn away from God. Then you are captured by Daiva. That means the material energy of God. And then what happens? Adharmashilasya. Naturally you become impious, immoral. You perform sinful actions. And then what happens? Sudukhitasya. You become completely immersed in sorrow. You become completely filled with the miseries of material world. Now, what is the solution? The living entities who are constantly suffering birth after birth, life after life, going through different miseries of the material world, they are going through different bodies. They are being thrown into the womb of different mothers. You know, cat, dog, that's even good. Like cats and dogs are worshipped in America, but that's still, you know, cats and dogs is a good position. But think about crocodiles, think about hogs. You know, imagine such bodies, such horrible bodies. Or imagine being a donkey in India where you have to work so hard and you are just like, for no reason, you're being pushed around, you're being beaten to, you know, almost to death just for some nonsensical pleasure. So such bodies exist, and what to speak of the lower planetary systems where the living entities go if they are very sinful. So much of misery, so much of pain, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that sometimes some of the heavenly planets, some of the hellish planets, the living entities tortured so much that misery, that torture is even worse than the death on the earthly planet. But the body is so tightly holding the soul that the soul is not, it's not possible for the soul to give up the body. Even though the misery, the pain is more than the death, but the soul is not able to escape that body in such hellish planets. Why? Because it's meant to suffer. So much of misery, so much of suffering is going on for all these living entities. Why? It all started because of being vimukhasya, krishnasya vimukhasya. Because they have turned away from Krishna. Now, what's the solution? the solution also. No, it's nothing. Thank you, Maharaj. So the solution also is given in the same verse that Bhutani Bhavyani Janardanasya. Because Krishna still has so much compassion for the living entities, he sends the eternal associates to the earthly planets, to the material world. And they are called Nitya Siddhas. Sometimes Nitya Siddhas, the great devotees of Krishna, they come only to shower the mercy for all the suffering souls who are constantly being harassed by the material energy, just to show them the path back to Krishna. Those who have turned away from God, just to make them again turn back to God, the living entities, the pure devotees of Krishna, they are sent. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in today's verse that Krishna, he sends his eternal associates from the spiritual sky. And Vidura is one of them. So we see that it is Krishna's mercy. Anugrahayaiha charanti nunam. And such great living entities, they walk on the surface of earth just by being the, just by distributing the mercy of the Lord to all the suffering souls. So we see that how the living entities, that Nitya Siddhas, and they are constantly liberated, but still sometimes they come to the material world. And how Krishna does not award the devotional service to anyone just like that. Now, we also need to understand that there is a constant competition between the Nitya Siddha devotees and God about who loves the other person more. In the spiritual world, there is a competition between the devotees and Krishna about who loves the other person more and who serves the other person more. So that's why we see that Krishna, he thinks that I am a servant of all my devotees in the spiritual world. Even in the material world, when Krishna performs different pastimes, we see that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, actually Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. Krishna is not taking the position of a fighter or I am going to be the king of the world. No, he made the Yudhishthir. He made Yudhishthir as the king of the world. And we see that Krishna, he shows these type of pastimes to all the living entities in the world just to show them what happens in the spiritual world. That this competition between the devotees and God of who loves the other party more. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Sei bhakta dhanya jena chadi prabhu charana. Sei prabhu dhanya jena chadi nija jana. It means that the great are those devotees who never give up their master in any circumstances. And the great is that master who never gives up, who never rejects his dependence at any cost. So there is this competition in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is very beautifully mentioned that Krishna never gives up his devotees' side, no matter what. And the devotees also never give up on Krishna. They never ever quit Krishna. They never ever think that, oh, because I am suffering now, then, you know, maybe I'll take a break from devotional service. You know, I have a little debt, let me take care of that. Or, oh, because I got this disease, maybe Krishna, who knows, maybe he exists or no. So we should not be a fair weather devotee. Fair weather devotee means if the weather is nice, then I will go out on a walk. Or if the weather is anukul, then I will perform. Otherwise, I won't. So we should not be fair weather devotees. So that's what we see, that in the life of Vidur, we see that he went through so many calamities. Right from his birth, like his great Yamraj, who was cursed to become a Shudra. But, you know, he accepted, just thinking that it must be, you know, mercy of Krishna. if I am being forced, if this situation with Mandavya Muni that we saw in the last verse, if this situation has come and if Krishna wants to put me into a Shudra body, Krishna wants me to serve him as a Shudra, I'm ready for it. And we see the same in the life of Prahlad Maharaj, that he went through so many difficulties, but he never gave up on Krishna. And because the devotees never give up on Krishna, Krishna also feels so much responsible that Krishna also never gives up on the devotees. Why? Because Krishna wants to reciprocate with that mood. So one time, one person asked Prahlad Maharaj that, "Hey Prahlad, how it is possible that you were thrown in the fire and still you were not deterred, you were not frightened, nobody saw you crying like a baby, nobody saw you were, you know, shouting, yelling, screaming for your life. No, you were fixed up in your devotional service. How it is possible?" So Prahlad Maharaj gave the answer that actually fire is what? Fire is the mouth of Lord Vishnu. Because when we perform sacrifices, you know, we always offer it to the fire, sacrificial fire. So he said that if someone throws me in the mouth of my father, why do I have to worry? Why do I have to be scared? Then he asked, "Hey Prahlad, but what about you were thrown from a cliff? You were thrown from such a high distance. You were thrown from a cliff on the ground. You did not feel scared?" Prahlad Maharaj says that I was thrown on the earth. And who is earth? Earth is the wife of Lord. You know, Lord Varaha, he married Mother Earth. So that means in relationship, she is my mother. So if someone throws me on the lap of my mother, the child is not going to be scared. Child is going to be happy. Then he says that, "Hey Prahlad, what about the poison? You know, your own mother brought poison, you know, because she was ordered by Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakashipu, to feed poison to Prahlad." So Prahlad Maharaj says that Mother Lakshmi came from the ocean at the time of Samudra Manthan Leela. At the same time, poison also came, halahal, from the same ocean. So through that relationship, that means Mother Lakshmi, who is my mother, she came from the ocean and the poison also came from ocean. That means Mother Lakshmi and the poison must be brother and sister. They come from the same father, ocean, and that means poison is my uncle. So why should I have to worry? Actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions a beautiful point that when Prahlad Maharaj saw the poison that Kayadu brought, Prahlad Maharaj saw that it looked blue. And Prahlad Maharaj immediately remembered Lord Vishnu, because he remembered that my Lord Vishnu, he also sleeps under the ocean, which is bluish. So he immediately remembered, oh, the blue color, and my Lord is also bluish in color. So he immediately remembered Lord Vishnu, and we can understand that Prahlad Maharaj, he was constantly remembering Krishna. And because of that constant remembrance, constant surrender, constant devotional service, uninterrupted and unmotivated devotional service, to that extent, that can you imagine that Narasimha Dev is saying, "Hey Prahlad, I am so happy with you and I want you to ask any benediction that you want." But Prahlad Maharaj is probably the only devotee who chastised the Lord. He says that, "Hey my Lord, what do you think? I am a businessman? Do you think I am doing all this devotional service to gain something out of you? It's not some business transaction. I love you. And my devotional service, it's not motivated by some purpose. It's not that I want something from you. I don't want anything. I only want your devotional service, life after life, birth after birth, forever. That's the only thing I wish. And if you really want to give me something, because Narasimha Dev, he constantly kept asking, no, ask something more. So he said, if you want to give something, then please free all the living entities who are constantly suffering in this material world. I cannot see their suffering. I cannot see how they're foolishly running towards the so-called material enjoyment, which is so transient and which is very soon and surely to produce a very ghastly reaction in the form of suffering. So please save these suffering souls. Please deliver all of them. If it is needed, give me the sinful reactions of all the living entities. Whoever is suffering, give me their sinful reactions. Let me go to hellish planets. Let me go to hell. Let me suffer there eternally. But please deliver all these living entities. So such is the mood of Nitya Siddha. So Nitya Siddhas, they're constantly compassionate. They're so compassionate for the living entities, they're ready to go through any trouble. And that's what we see from the life of Srila Prabhupada also. Srila Prabhupada, he came to the Western world from Vrindavan. You know, many people who are performing devotional service, their only goal in life is to go and settle down in Vrindavan and live a nice life at the end of the life, you know, have a nice, comfortable life. And we should chant some Hare Krishna and then die peacefully in Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada, because his compassion was so much in his heart, that he could not stay in Vrindavan. He just wanted to come out and share this message of Krishna with everyone, every suffering living entity. And that's what we see in the life of all the Nitya Siddhas. So here we see that, coming back to the verse, Maitreya Muni is saying that your good self is one of the eternal associates of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's saying to Vidura that because you are eternal associate of Lord, the Lord, while going back to his abode, he left some instructions with me. So at the time when Krishna was departing, he left some message that we will see in the upcoming verses, what he wanted Vidura to know. Just like when we see that when Srila Prabhupada was about to leave the world, he called his disciples. I think it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He called, and many other disciples were surrounding Srila Prabhupada. And that time Srila Prabhupada, he reached to his right hand. He took off one of his rings and he gave that ring to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And he said that, please give this to George. Which Srila Prabhupada was remembering George Harrison. So, because Srila Prabhupada remembered that George had done so much of devotional service, he had influenced so many young different devotees. Many devotees just came to Hare Krishna because George Harrison and the Beatles were making songs and they were writing different songs about Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada remembered, even at the time when Srila Prabhupada was about to leave the world, and he was full of gratitude, and he even gave a ring remembering George Harrison. So we see that Krishna, at the time when he was about to depart, he also remembered Vidura and he left some instruction which we'll see in the future verses. Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanand Hari Hari. Any questions? Well, let's take a question if somebody has, and then Maharaj can.
I wanted to just make a short comment on what you said about what Srila Prabhupada just says, gives this, that's why I didn't understand what you said, but when you said it was George, right? Yeah, so why should he give it to George? A very important reason he gave it to George Harrison, of course, he's referring to, because George Harrison provided the funds for the printing of the Krishna book. Second of all, George Harrison donated a gigantic mansion, which we called, the what do we call it? The manor. How do you say it? The
manor.
The manner, yes. So these are very great contributions which very few people would give. And George gave them in such a manner as if it was just nothing. He never thought, well, look at the great things I'm doing. It's so wonderful. It's so... He never had that idea. He simply gave it to Prabhupada because Prabhupada knew, George knew that Prabhupada deserved it and would properly use it so that everyone and so many people would take the benefit of it. So that's why he gave it. It wasn't just some favoritism. George gave many wonderful things. And not only that, but there were some songs that were written. The Hare Krishna mantra, it was spread throughout the whole world through the Beatles and George Harrison. So we should not just think it's just another person getting a ring or a bracelet or anything. It was a very glorious and great and wonderful person that Prabhupada showed his gratitude toward and wanted everyone to do the same thing to people who give us something glorious and great and wonderful.
Yeah, you mentioned about why Prahlad Maharaj explained why he wasn't afraid, like the fire and different things. So where is that from?
It's from Vishnu Purana.
Vishnu Purana.
Thank you, Prabhu. There is in that statement that Maitreya makes about Vidura, that you are an eternal associate of the Lord. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that these posts that these great personalities take is they're considered to be so important that sometimes, you know, some devotees who take those posts, they are considered same as being eternal. So then, and then you were mentioning that sometimes Krishna wants to make sure that the leadership is very appropriate because it has a lot of consequences if the leaders. So then it came to mind, I have a question for that, about Indra. Indra, as we know, it may appear that he's not in his best behavior and he's the leader of all the demigods and the heavenly planets. So it appears that my question is that not all the posts that these personalities occupy or take are necessarily for like eternal associates, mm-hmm. or it's just that for that particular, in this case, Vidura, he is like a sign that he's the eternal servant of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Can you make a comment?
So the most important positions which affect the world, just like the position of Brahma, or the position, you know, sometimes of Rudra, or there are the positions of different demigods who are very, very important positions in the terms that they affect the living entities in general directly. There, Krishna has to keep a very elevated personality there. Otherwise, just like a temple president, if the temple president, if he is not exemplary, then the devotees naturally will not be exemplary. So when someone chooses a temple president, like for that community, so the person who is appointing, he has to be very, very careful about that. So only the best person should be given the role of the president, because it affects the entire community and for years to come, even for the future generations, you know. So That's very important. That's why Krishna keeps such positions. For example, Yamaraj is very important position. Or even the creator Brahma, you know, it's very important position. And particularly talking about Indra, he lives in a lot of opulences. The position itself is very full of opulences, and he is the leader of the demigods. And because of which, sometimes this living entity who is occupying the post of Indra becomes affected by the material modes of nature. But we see that sometimes Indra is also pure devotee. Sometimes, like in some of the universes, Indra is also a pure devotee. Because who can become Indra? Somebody who has performed 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas. So he's very pious. So we hear different things about Indra, but it's not all the same Indra. You know, it's like different personalities. And because of too much of opulence and because of mixed devotion, Srila Prabhupada mentions that also, that living entities who occupy the post of demigods, they're not always pure devotees. They are mixed devotees. Like they have devotional service, they love devotional service, they are surrendered to Supreme Personality, but at the same time they have so many material desires that they want to fulfill. So it's a mixed devotion. It's also called as devotional service in the mode of passion. So because of that, these type of living entities, they commit mistakes. But we see that Krishna comes time and again and he corrects them. Because Krishna shows his love. Krishna shows that ultimately he is the ultimate controller. So sometimes he comes and chastises Indra, or sometimes there are some pastimes where he arranges Indra to be chastised. And in that way he also delivers Indra. So Krishna takes care of Indra also. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.